Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments.
I met her after a seminar I led in Louisville, Kentucky. She asked me one question that set the model for my consulting practice that I still use today. But before I tell you about her, I'd like to remind you the two amazing guests I had on Small Time Leader Podcast this month, Alan Sang and Dominic Lawson. Alan is a professional negotiation coach with over a decade experience helping clients with more than 10,000 negotiations ranging from $10,000 to $250,000. He was born in Hong Kong, raised in Africa, and educated in the United States. Alan's global experience have shaped his perspectives and enhanced his ability to bridge cultural gaps, facilitate better communications, and get lasting agreements. Alan told us about the best-kept secret to winning a negotiation. He also reminded us of the power of personal mission and purpose in your life and work. Dominic Lawson is a native of Memphis, Tennessee, who is dedicated to empowering people to move society forward. He and his wife, Kenda, co-founded an educational consulting firm entitled OWLS, like Wise Owls. They created curriculum and provided professional development to schools, school districts, and nonprofit organizations. Dominic reminded us of the importance of faith in life's stressful moments and his concept of a coaching tree to empower people to move society forward. If you missed Alan's or Dominic's episodes, I hope you'll take a listen today. Now back to the story of the little old lady. Mrs. Cowens was her name. She looked to be about 60, close to 70, had lived a hard working life. She and her husband had owned a furniture store in Shelbyville, Kentucky for almost 40 years. She attended one of my seminars that Jim Marshall, who I mentioned in my last podcast, helped me develop. After the seminar was over, people were hanging around and talking, and she stood in the back of the room kind of fidgeting, and finally everyone left, and she walked up to me with a weary look and asked me, "Can you help my son decide what he wants to do?" She went on to explain that she and her husband were ready to retire and hoped their son would take over the business, but he didn't seem real interested. I told her I'd be happy to talk with her son and see if there was something I could do. I met with the son, and he told me he was burned out. He wanted to quit, and he would have done so many times except for his aging parents. He went on to say, "You know, when I was in college, I was undecided on my major, but was really considering psychology, but my roommate was an accounting major. He said accountants make lots of money, so I switched to majoring in accounting. My parents were pleased that I had done this, and I was just glad to graduate and get back home." Knowing what you want to do with your career is not always easy. There are outside factors that strongly influence vocational choices, I told him. External factors can lead to a fulfilling career, but most of the time, it takes an internal, intentional approach to do that. I went on to share with him that deciding whether you want to run this store or run to another career is simple, but making either choice happen will not be easy. I told him, first, you need to consider the effect that your parents, your peers, and profit have or had on your career decisions. You can decide to give each one of these lots of power or just a little bit of influence to make your next decision. So that's what we're dealing with. And I asked him, "Do you want to figure this out?" He said, "I'll do anything to feel better." Okay, everyone, before we continue today's episode, I just want to remind you of my new book, Roll Up Your Sleeves. The book is on how to lead and live in a world of constant change. Roll Up Your Sleeves has a biblically based storyline that shows you how to get through your transition wilderness to your promised land. Order the book today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or your local bookstore. For more information, go to the book's website. The links are attached on the show notes. Okay, now back to the show. So I gave him a journal with an assignment. Write down every day the things that give you energy and the things that drain your energy. So a week later, we met with him and his journal. We worked together one afternoon and the following morning. We designed a personal plan based on his goals, his motivated abilities, innate interest, and the truths about the marketplace. After we had it developed, he shared the plan with his parents, and then we met a few times to lay out their collective transition plan, which involved the son returning to college to study psychology. Mr. and Ms. Cowens retired. The son ran the business for several more years, added two more locations during some very tough times. Then he sold the chain to a chain store. He was happy. His accounting degree was a great asset in analyzing his business deal, while negotiating a nice windfall profit required a good bit of psychology. What Sun learned that was that our career purposes are already woven in us. You know, we only have to step back from the outside and know three things. One, the languages we love to be around. Two, the things we love to tinker with. And three, the big question or problem that just won't let us go until we act on it. So once that's clear, what I will do next will be pretty self-evident. But finding the best opportunity can be a challenge. So if you're asking yourself, what do I want to do next, or can you help my son or daughter decide what he or she wants to do, the principles and the process to answer these questions are found in the White Shirt book, all because a little old lady who asked me one question, Miss Cowan, another small-time leader who changed my life forever.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control. But I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to michaelallentate.com or smalltimeleaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.